We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I wonder if there are a lot of Americans in Jerusalem for Easter. You remember Bethlehem, they canceled the Christmas celebrations, but that's under Palestinian control. So they were mad, and, you know, I'm not sure how many people would go to Bethlehem after what happened October 7th. But I wonder if they're doing Easter events in Jerusalem. Have you seen anything on that?
I have not. Yeah. It's a good question.
I'm not sure I would do it right now. And you know, normally I'm not scared off by stuff having been in some zones where bad things could happen. You just kind of roll with it.
That's not an area where you want to be right now.
Yeah. The last time I was in Jerusalem, I had business nearby. And then I thought, well, you know what? I'll stay for the weekend. And then I'll have I was by myself. I'll have a very spiritual, this will be good. This will be good. And I wanted to be able to hear the bells in the old city and see the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is traditionally the site of Christ's tomb. And my dad and I had gone to Jerusalem several years earlier. We had a very meaningful time together. Now that he's passed, I'm very glad that we have those memories of walking the Via Dolorosa. And it was weird because my dad wasn't overtly spiritual, but on that trip we shared some moments that I, especially with his passing, I hold them a little closer than I thought I would. But I went to Jerusalem on my own, and I got a hotel in the Muslim quarter of the city, and I didn't think anything of it. I'd lived in Kuwait, I'd lived in Dubai and Bahrain, I'd been all over the place. And so I got this hotel, beautiful hotel, not upscale, but beautiful. And I requested a room that overlooked the city so I could see the Dome of the Rock, you know, the big gold dome, and I could see the silver dome that's over the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. And I was very excited about it. Like, I've got 3 nights here. It's going to be very nice. And I can wander the city like it's Jesus's time. And it was awful. It was terrible. It was a terrible experience. And these little brat children, like out of an Oliver Twist story, attacked me every time I left the hotel. I hate to say it, they were Muslim kids who, I guess, had been raised to hate Americans, or I don't know. It was bad. It was bad. They screamed like I had hit them. They wanted money. They were putting their hands in my pockets, spitting on me every time I stepped out of the hotel. I stayed 2 nights and canceled the third night, went to another hotel. I just couldn't take it. And I was really kind of worried for my safety, which is weird. I don't say that very often when I'm traveling, but I was like, you know what? I'm here by myself, and these kids are all acting awful. And then I ducked into a store and said to the store owner, hey, these kids. And you know what? He sided with the kids. It was like they were all in on it. They were all in on trying to hustle me for, like, money, I guess, so that they wouldn't call the police. And I thought, I'm in jeopardy here. What if these kids accuse me of something and they call the police, and let's say the police are in on it? I think they're probably the Muslim police in the Muslim quarter. Now, I'm not trying to be anti-Muslim. I'm just saying this was not nice. This was a bad situation. And it really was a horrible moment. Now, I mean, I had I did get to go to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and I prayed in Christ's tomb by myself, which was, I mean, I still hold that as a remarkable moment for me personally. I'm on my spiritual journey. So I always, you know, my sister gets tired of me telling the stories of, oh, it's Easter time. You know, I've been to Jesus's tomb. Here, let me show you pictures. And I have these little wooden crosses that I bought that I took to Bethlehem, and I put them on the silver star where Jesus was born, and then I took them later to Jerusalem, put them on the stone that covers Jesus's tomb. So, you know, when my niece is about to have her christening, so I'm going to give her one of those crosses. My nephew got one when he was baptized. It's just very meaningful to me. But gosh, with a war like this, where everyone is so mad and it's brutal and it's ugly, I think I'd be kind of scared to be in old Jerusalem, in the Muslim quarter or not. In the Jewish quarter, I still, it just seems like it would be kind of dangerous. I wonder if people are doing that this Easter. The good thing is you don't have to go to Jerusalem to practice your faith, right? All right, it's 9/11 on this Thursday morning. It's the 28th day of March, 2024. I'm John Reed, and glad you're with us here on News Radio WRVA. I got a very interesting text yesterday from former delegate Tim Anderson, who you know is competing right now to be the Republican committeeman from Virginia. We're not going to go into that. But Tim said, I got some news for you about the FDA making some admissions, and you should hear about this. Tim is with us this morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so what's the scoop? Fill me in.
Hey, so get this. I think you're probably the first major media outlet to even talk about this.
Okay.
So this is big. So there's a guy named Dr. Merrick, and he's a EVMS doctor down here in Virginia Beach in the Norfolk area. And he had this protocol for dealing with people who had COVID by prescribing ivermectin.
Oh, I remember. That's right. We had him on the show during COVID.
So, okay. And, you know, he was discredited. He was called a loon. He got, you know, he lost his whole life.
He got fired, didn't he? Didn't they dump him?
Yep.
Okay.
They did. They just totally ridiculed him. So, so Dr. Merrick and six other doctors filed a lawsuit against the FDA in Texas back in 2022. Mm-hmm. And the very complicated legal issue, summarizing it very simply here for the show, is this. The FDA illegally interfered with how doctors practice medicine. Hmm. The FDA was telling doctors what they could do and what they couldn't do, and they were usurping doctors' independent judgments on how to address disease. Specifically in COVID, doctors wanted to prescribe ivermectin, and the FDA created documents that basically told doctors that if they do this, they're going to lose their license. It's medical malpractice. They shut them down. And the FDA went on a smear campaign. You may have remembered the tweets where they posted things on their Twitter page and FDA Twitter page that said, "You're not a horse. Stop taking horse."
Yeah. Medicine. Oh, they were really awful about it. And
They were.
Okay.
And, you know, people like Amanda Chase, you know, when she was in the General Assembly, she had a medical freedom bill to let people take ivermectin, and she was shamed. Like, it was this entire push that if you said the words ivermectin,
you were a crazy person. Yeah.
Yep. Your disinformation, all this. So there's, you know, Dr. Apter, who's one of the doctors, you know, testified in the papers that, you know, he had 6,000 patients and he had a 99.8% survival rate with this ivermectin protocol he came on. Donald Trump was saying it, and they were loony, right? They were all loony. Well, anyway, the case just settled, and no one is talking about it. It just settled last week where the FDA agreed to remove all of those tweets and all of the disinformation campaign about ivermectin not being a effective tool for COVID.
Hmm.
Now, they qualified the dismissal and stipulations that we didn't do anything wrong. We're not admitting any liability, but we're going to agree to take everything we said bad about ivermectin off of our source pages. And I'll tell you what, John, it is huge. It is the first real admission that the government covertly lied to us about ivermectin. Now, you know, this is nefarious because you can't approve a vaccine under emergency use authorization if there was some other treatment available in the market. Mm-hmm. And ivermectin was. And the FDA discredited these doctors and this treatment protocol so that there was no other option other than just for the vaccine. But
now, do we
huge.
Think, did the court come to some conclusion about the motivation behind that? Was it money? A lot of my friends are convinced that this was a hustle deal where people were getting paid off on the side. And there's no doubt there were, billions of dollars moving around between insurance companies and federal payments and research grants. You think that's what this was?
Well, I do personally think that's exactly what this was, but the court made no opinion.
Okay.
This was an agreement between the parties to dismiss the case, and the agreement was the FDA is not admitting to any wrongdoing, but they're going to take down everything about ivermectin that they said, including you're not a horse, knock it off.
Wow.
You know, and that's huge. And the media is silent. Google it. Google the Merrick lawsuit in Galveston, Texas. There's nothing. It's completely silent. This order, this stipulation came out on March 24th. March 21st, exactly 1 week ago today. And there's no one talking about it because the media parroted the FDA and nobody wants to admit that ivermectin is effective. Look, I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to practice medicine here, but there are multiple doctors that are saying ivermectin works, and they weren't allowed to prescribe this drug to deal with people because the FDA wanted to promote the vaccine. It's terrible.
It was weird, Tim, when COVID was happening, and you know my mom has a lung disease, so if she had gotten COVID, we think she would have been dead. I mean, within days, it was, you know, there was a real threat in our family. And I have never used drugs. I don't buy drugs. I don't sell. I've been around it, unfortunately, with other people in my life, but I don't do that. I felt like I was sneaking around trying to buy cocaine, trying to find ivermectin for my mother just to kind of stash it in case we needed it for her.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I thought I'm going to go to jail. I got into a big argument with one of the pharmacists who I actually like. I like this person, but they were, you know, really belligerent. Like, oh my God, no, you can't do this. And they said, you're not a horse. Your mother's not a horse. And I was like, let me tell you something. I'm getting this stuff from my mother, and I'm going to find it one way or another. And I, you know, it was like underground, and I was really worried. The Brady guy's going to go to jail. I've never done anything like this in my life. And now we find out that they were all full of you-know-what. and that's maddening to me.
And so many people, and not just about the money, how many people died?
Right,
How many people died because the FDA wanted to promote a campaign? First, they shouldn't have been doing it to begin with because they're not doctors. You know, they're a federal agency. The doctors are supposed to have, you know, their independent ability to treat patients as they, you know, as they see fit. But then they interfere with doctors being able to practice medicine, and then they shame them, and then they tell them they're going to lose their licenses, and the whole medical community kind of just starts parroting this false narrative, and it all by agreement gets wiped out last week, and no one's talking about it. And I'm so glad that you let me say it on your show so that people can hear it. And maybe some media outlets will start reporting on it.
Well, it is really important when you think back to what we all went through and that shame, that concerted effort to shame and silence people. You know, this is why when conservatives say we don't want big government, this is the perfect example of how the bureaucracy can crush you and it stops innovation. It stops the truth from getting out. Thank God it's getting out now, courtesy of you. Former Delegate Tim Anderson, I appreciate it. Really, seriously, I'm glad I saw the text. And thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks, John.
All right, 919. Can you believe that? I'm glad, you know, I came in and told producer Dan this morning, I was like, Tim Anderson wants to talk about something. Can you get him on the phone? He never gives us, you know, junk stuff. It's always solid stuff. Let's talk to him. I didn't even know where we were going to go with that. Wow.
Amazing.
Right, it is, yeah. We're back with more in a moment on News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.